3 days after the announcement that FurAffinity, the largest and most important center of commerce and community for the furry fandom, was sold to a non-furry company without our consent or our consult, I am very proud to see the outrage and recognition of betrayal. To have undermined the artists and creators of the furry fandom without a mere mention before the sale, and to have dawdled around without telling anyone until 2 months afterward, is such an egregious and downright vile offense to our respect, intelligence, and especially our livelihood, that as each day goes by, instead of this decision getting clearer and clearer, it gets more and more baffling the more we attempt to comprehend it. The furries of the furry fandom are right in their rage, their anger, their feelings of being trampled. We see through the smiling platitudes being fed to us by who knows anymore, really. The expectation that we take these assurances on pure faith leaves us more distrustful, given the history of our faith in the announcements of this site already. And these reassurances fall in direct conflict with the past actions of the company that now claims to own the medium of our livelihood, the gathering of our most independent fandom. And though I am proud, very proud, to see just how easily we are seeing and even piercing these flat assurances that nothing will happen, everything is normal, it doesn't affect you, don't look at the pink elephant in the corner. It seems to go amiss as to what's really at stake here, as to the larger, big picture impact this sellout has introduced to the furry narrative. This fandom has been asked a question. This is a question we would inevitably be asked, and a question which will ripple through all corners of the furry world, across SoFurry, Weasel, Anthrocon, Further Confusion, your local Furmeet, and right down to you, your future, and your conscience. The sale of FurAffinity to a non-furry company has prompted the whole of the fandom to answer this. Will this fandom, the one truly independent and free-flowing fandom, declare at all costs, maintain 100% control over its sovereignty, and keep this fandom of furries, by furries, for furries, one in which every furry has the opportunity to be a meaningful actor within their fandom? Will we commit to keeping the gap between producer and fan non-existent and maintain a fandom which includes difference, normalizes the fringe, and embraces the outrageous? Will we keep a fandom which harbors the downtrodden outcast of the status quo? Will we assert that we, as a fandom, are the only ones who have the right to set the course of our fandom and determine the culture of our people? Or will we trade that in? Except the meddling of outside companies who want to capitalize on our accomplishments, and in the process, destroy our independence, govern our fandom for us, and create an impossible gap between the fans and our parent companies. Would we do this in exchange for glitzier websites, cheap mass-produced but standardized apparel, and even suits? And an Anthrocon that may be 3 times the size, but brought to you by blank corporation, and will take the income from admission, and there will be no charity. At least that is for the short time that they can engineer a fad till it crumbles and we become an unprofitable inconvenience, and we are trashed and left to pick up the shambles and start from square one. We, as a fandom, must have an answer to this question, because what happens here on FA in the coming months sets a precedent for the next decade of the furry fandom. IMVU being a small company, if we let them succeed in their goal of turning the furry fandom into a money-making machine for them, then there will be bigger, stronger, and more formidable companies that come knocking. And for them, we must have an answer too. This is the next phase of the furry fandom in which we must defend what we have built and further build an infrastructure and organization that will effectively let us as a fandom deliver our answer in the most loudest way possible. We have built a powerhouse of an economy solely on art. We normalized homosexuality 30 years before its time. We created a fandom where anyone can contribute and their status in the community is based on the merit of their contribution. We are not beholden to a parent company executive behind a desk deciding what gets shipped, made, and who sees it. We do not rely on the creation of a team of people or one man to exist. And once it stops being produced, we do not disappear. We are a fandom of an idea. An idea of acceptance, equality, and self-discovery held within the representation of ourselves in an anthropomorphic world. What's at stake is the loss of all that, of our identity, and the fandom as we have built it, not they.